This is Narissa.
Hey, this is Emma.
And you're listening to Overdue Conversations.
Yay.
Today, we're going to be discussing the 2026 new releases.
Yeah, I picked ones that I'm going to personally try to read.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so not all of them.
And I feel like we probably will have a lot that are in common anyway.
Yeah.
But what are you currently reading right now?
I am currently reading our book club book for mm-hmm. December, Fake Skating by mm-hmm. Lynn Painter. I'm on chapter like 5, so I just started it. And I love a Lynn Painter book. I'm reading it. I'm like, yes, this is Lynn Painter's writing. So good. So yeah.
Have you read everything by her?
I think I haven't read like one other book.
Oh, okay.
It's like Mr. Wrong Number. I haven't read that. But
like one of her really early ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've read everything else.
Yeah. Number one fan.
I love her.
Oh, so cool. Fake Skating was my first Lynn Painter.
Yeah, you finished it already.
I did. I was like 48 hours, and it could have been quicker, but I was like, I need to slow down because I was reading like 250 pages a day, which is really good.
Yeah, I was looking on Goodreads, and you were moving through it. I was like, oh, wow.
I had like so many hours to myself while my husband was doing his best man duties. Literally sat in the car, like, just waiting on him to finish up. And it was, like, 3, 4, 5 hours just reading. Yeah. But I would get, like, too bored just sitting there. And so I had to stop and, like, do something else. But
walk around the car really fast.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I cleaned the car and deep cleaned it. I, like, scrubbed off some icky goo for my daughter. Like,
ew.
I got in there.
Nice.
Because that's how bored I was.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good time, though. I was so glad to have the alone time and, like, focus on reading. Like, I finished Breaking Dawn that weekend.
Nice.
Yep. It was so good. And then, like, that kind of gave me, like, more momentum to keep reading more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
So, in 1 week, I read, like, 6 books.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's been a while since
I've
done that.
I've been in, like, a slow reading phase.
Yeah. You've been busy.
I have been.
Have you slowed down?
No.
Oh. Not till Christmas?
Yeah.
Mm, okay. Sad story.
I know, but it's okay because I'm going on vacation in January, so I'll have like a full week of reading.
Vacation
at the beach, so I'm super excited.
Wow, that sounds glorious. And you'll come back tan?
I hope. I don't know. I burn pretty easy.
Oh.
But we'll see.
Okay.
I'm going to wear sunscreen, try to get a good tan.
Yeah. Sweet.
I don't know.
I am like 6 minutes from finishing Natural Selection from Ellen Hildebrand.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm only reading it because I'm trying to finish up like all my Kindle Unlimited audiobooks because I canceled my subscription and it ends in like 9 days. So I'm like trying to knock off everything. But last night going to bed, I finished Dating After the End of the World by Geneva Rose.
Oh yeah. How was that?
It was different because it was like apocalyptic. Am I saying that right? Apocalyptic?
Yeah.
Apocalyptic.
I can't do it now.
Apocalyptic and kind of humorous, a little bit too cheesy, which is kind of like one of her other books, which was #CrimeTime. Just kind of like, I don't know. We're adults here. We don't talk like that, you know, but oh well. The whole dating aspect, it was pretty cool. Like she started off engaged. The guy ditched her. And then it goes from there.
Okay.
And it's kind of zombies, but it's not really. So, yeah, it was pretty good. It was a good little switch up.
Yeah.
I wasn't in the mood for it, but it was just something that I had for free for the next 9 days. So, yeah. I just read it.
Nice.
My first Geneva Rose. And she said that there's going to be a second one. And I will say it was going to end really well. And then, like, the last 20 seconds, she, like flip the world upside down.
Oh.
So there's going to be a second one.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. It'd be cool. I haven't read The Perfect Marriage or The Perfect Divorce. So.
Okay.
I don't know if it's anything like those, but I eventually will get around to it because I like Geneva as a person. I follow her on Instagram and she's just funny.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, I don't know. She seems cool. So I want to keep reading more of her stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So physically, I'm not really reading anything right now. I'm trying to pick up Cinnamon Bun Bookstore, but I keep getting so caught up with my audiobooks.
Mm.
So I'm just reading those. But after this podcast, I'll pick up Cinnamon Bun Bookstore.
Nice.
I'm trying to get that finished before I can start like Christmas Tree Farm and Gingerbread Bakery because they're all more Christmassy. But this one's like the second in the series. So
nice.
That's my next plan.
Cool. Yeah, you start us off with the 2026 releases.
Okay. My first one is The First Time I Saw Him. It is the second one of The Last Thing He Told Me.
I read that.
Did you like it?
It was okay.
Okay.
It was okay.
Yeah. Is it like mystery?
Yes.
Okay. And like they're going to be connected, right? So.
Yeah, I don't really remember how it ends. I do remember how it ends. It was just. It was okay. It talks about the University of Texas. Austin.
Interesting.
They like go there. It was just okay. Like I read better mystery suspense books. It didn't like blow my socks off, but it wasn't terrible. I read it and I didn't hate it. So
did it end in like a way that it needs a second book?
I don't remember exactly. Like I remember the ending, but I don't know if like this is going to be a backstory.
Probably.
So
cool.
Yeah. Okay. My first one is How to Kill a Guy in 10 Dates by Shaylee Thompson.
Okay.
It looked really interesting. I didn't like read a ton about it, but it was like going to like speed dating. I've been needing a like, really good mystery suspense thriller. And I think this is kind of like a little gory. So I'm excited. I don't know. It looks interesting. The cover's really cute.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah, I'm all for a cute cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, it from the reviews that people have like read it like before, they're really good.
I think, ARC?
Yeah. So I'm excited.
What day does that release?
February 3rd.
Will you read it then or will you like hold on to it?
I don't know. Just depends. Because I'm not really doing too hot on my winter TBR.
Oh, really?
No, it took me 2 weeks to read Redeeming Six.
Is that on your winter TBR or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
But we're making it. It's fine.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's just a goal. You don't have to reach it.
Exactly. I'm not stressing.
That's funny. I think I forgot to mention The First Time I Saw Him. It comes out January 6th.
Okay. Oh, that's my wedding.
Anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
My next one is And Now Back to You.
Yep.
What's her name? BK Borison. It's like the second one of First Time Caller.
Yeah, I need to read the first one.
You do. And you could like read them back to back.
I probably will.
Because I've already said this, but First Time Caller is like the end of Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I think it's about like news reporters. I don't know. Cool. I really love BK Borison's writing. I talk about her all the time.
Nice.
You don't need to hear me talk about her now. But
okay, my next one, it's another like mystery suspense, gory. How to Get Away with Murder by Rebecca Philipson. I'm actually watching the show How to Get Away with Murder right now.
Is it the same?
No, it's not. But it looked really interesting. It comes out February 24th. Yeah, I don't know why these like murdery books were so appealing to me, but I'm down for it.
That's funny.
Debut thriller.
Okay, I was like, are these books that people like, are the authors popular?
I don't think so. Well, at least this one. It says, this fresh debut thriller finds a Scotland Yard detective trying to find the author of a self-help book that promises quite literally to teach readers how to get away with murder.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yep, I'm excited.
Ooh, interesting. Okay, my next one is The Night We Met, Abby Jimenez, of course.
Yeah.
It's the second one of Say You'll Remember Me, but you haven't even read that one, right?
No, that's why I didn't put it on, because I was like, I haven't even read. I want to read them in order.
Yeah.
And I haven't even read
Part of Your World.
Well, I haven't even read the third one.
Yours or oh my goodness.
Yeah, I forget. It's the yellow book.
I think it starts with an F. No.
I forget.
Oh well.
The
The
first, her
third one,
first, the
Friend Zone.
yeah.
That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
It's like about a cousin or something. Josh's cousin.
I thought it was her.
I think it's Friend Zone's husband's cousin.
Maybe. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I think his name is Josh, and then it's the cousin of Josh.
Yes.
And it's yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
I
think.
see it in my mind, but
Yeah,
and I
same.
wasn't interested in reading it because I was like, why would I care about the cousin all of a sudden? You know?
It's just a romance book.
I know, but
I wanted to read it to say I've read that interconnected
the whole
series.
thing.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I want to really get into Part of Your World, but and it's like three books. And then people say like the third one is the best. Yours truly. Oh, and then like Just for the Summer, I want to read that too. But it's the dead of winter.
I
So
know.
sad story.
Okay, my next one is Rites of the Starling by Devney Perry. It's the second of the Shield and Sparrows. This one comes out in April 7th. I am so excited because it leaves off and you're, and I kind of guessed it, the ending, but I'm like, am I 100% right? Like, I don't know. And I love the world. There's monsters, which not a lot of books have, like monsters like this book. So I'm so excited. I love Shield of Sparrows.
Interesting. I own Shield of Sparrows. I just haven't read it.
It's so good.
Wow. I'm so excited. It's on my list, too.
I think I gave it like 4.5 stars.
Cool.
Yeah. It's a little slow at times, but I feel like that's a lot of fantasy books. Like there's just like little parts that are a little bit slower because they are naturally a little bit longer. So.
Yeah, because you have to go on the journey. Like, you're along for the journey. You're not just there for, like, the action moments.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'll probably read, what is it, Shield of Sparrows, like, right before, and then read
Fair.
Rites of the Starling. That's cool, though. Starling, it reminds me of Lightlark, which is my next one. Alex Astor, she is the author of, like, a YA fantasy series called Lightlark, and she created, like, if her first adult fantasy, and it's called Starside. And I
Okay.
really liked Lightlark, but I've talked about this before. It might be because I went in thinking I was going to hate it because everyone else hates it, but I ended up liking it. So maybe I'll like her Starside. I keep,
Yeah, you read it first and then let me know.
I will. I bought the collector's edition of Lightlark because it was cuter. And it was like the same price as like a paperback, so I got it in hardcover. And then I was like, I can't only have one collector's edition
That's
of
funny.
this Lightlark series, so I bought the new one, which is Nightbane, that just came out. And then there's gonna be the third one and the fourth one.
Yeah.
She sucked me in.
That's
I
funny.
like have a whole shelf for this series because it's collectors, but I don't love it that much to give it its own shelf. But like, I
Yeah.
have to.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited for Starside because it'll be more adult. And like, it's a love triangle
Oh,
series.
love.
Yeah, and their names are Grimm and Oro. Like, that's
Oh.
so cool.
I like that.
And like, it's like Morally Gray, man.
Oh, love.
Yes. And like,
Love, love,
you
love.
really battle about, oh, there's actually five books. You really battle who she should be with. And there's a whole Grimm and Oro book. So it's like Lightlark, Nightbane, Skyshade, Grimm and Oro. And the last one is like Crown Tide. Grimm and Oro is like their perspectives of like the whole experience. And
Okay.
so on the front is Oro and on the back is Grimm, and their books are both in the same book, and but they're like flipped. So you have to turn it upside down to finish the other person's side of the book.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's so cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, she's
That's
good at
cool.
marketing.
Okay, my next one is Cherry Baby by Rainbow Rowell.
I saw that.
And I used to read Rainbow Rowell when I was like 12 and
Me
13.
too.
So when I saw that, I think she's probably published more
Yeah.
since then, but I haven't like seen her. And so I saw Cherry Baby And the cover was really cute. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, and I was like, oh, it's Rainbow Rowell.
Yeah.
So I'll be reading that on April 14th.
That's hilarious.
When it comes out.
April 14th or 13th?
14th.
Okay.
That's what Goodreads says. So
sweet. My next one is The Daisy Chain Flower Shop. I'm in my Lori Gilmore phase with like the Cinnamon Bun Bookstore and all that. So it's just like, I don't know, the fifth or sixth book of the series. She has another one, like the Apple Pie Ice Cream Parlor, but it's only available in Europe right now. So hopefully that'll come around before this book because I want to read them in order. I don't know. Maybe it's like because her aesthetic is so cute. But it's I'm like, when is it going to end? Because it's about it's a small town. So it's like a book for each couple. And they all own like a business in this small town. So it's like, okay, when is this going to get too old? Yeah. You know, but I have like five of the books already. And the collector's editions are really cute. So, I don't know. We'll see. But, I mean, Flower Shop, that sounds cute.
Yeah. That reminds me of one of the books, Sarah Adams, in When in Rome. In that interconnected series. One of them is about a flower shop. Cute. Okay. My next one is Broken Dove by Dani Francis, the second Silver Elite book. And this comes out May 12th. I know a lot of people hated on Silver Elite. I personally loved it. I gave it 5 stars. I think I read it in like, I don't know, I stayed up till 1 a.m. finishing the book. I think I read like 300 pages that day.
Oh my goodness.
I was hooked. So nice. If a book can hook me and like, all I want to do is read it, 5 stars. Yeah. I don't care if the characters didn't have that great of development. I don't care.
And, like, maybe they'll have more development in the next one.
Maybe. And I know a lot of people hated on the guy in it, which is whatever. I don't care. So, yeah, I'm really excited for Broken Dove.
I don't think I own that one yet, surprisingly.
So really, it was pretty good. Like, dystopian-esque.
I do want to get around to it.
Yeah.
I just picked up
Fourth Wing next, though. Read it
okay,
first.
Okay, okay. Speaking of dystopian, I just picked up Conform.
Oh!
I am so looking forward to a new dystopian.
Want to read that so bad.
Maybe we should do like a January book club.
Yeah.
Or you want to read it next?
I don't know. I'm like debating if I should read a fantasy next or.
Dystopian would be a good switch up because they don't have a lot of dystopians like new.
I agree. Okay. I just have to buy it. I already have a lot of books though.
Yep. You're preaching to the choir.
Yeah, you have, you told me you have like 70-something unread books on your shelf. Yeah.
Okay.
I have 15.
My That's plan, crazy. Though, literally is going to knock them all out. Okay?
Okay.
Give me a new year and like a fresh start.
Yeah.
They're going to get knocked out.
Okay.
Like Fourth Wing, Throne of Glass, like those are my big ones like that I'm like, I really want to read those right now.
Then read them next.
But it's winter. I got to get all my Christmas like romances out of the way.
Okay.
Because it's almost Christmas.
Because fantasy is very winter-esque.
I know. That's why I want to read it starting in January.
Yeah.
But what I'm afraid of is a reading slump after reading some of the best, like, series out there.
Then you just pop in a romance really fast.
That's true. Palette cleanser.
Yeah.
You know what? Speaking of 2026 new releases, I haven't heard anything from Emily Henry. Her books always release in April. Where are we at? I'm upset. We better get an Emily Henry in April. I love her so much.
I still haven't read
Great Big Beautiful Life.
Yeah, GBBL or whatever.
GBBL.
GBBL. Baby BBL.
GBBL.
Crazy.
Yeah. Okay, my next one is Our Perfect Storm by Carly Fortune. Have you read anything by her?
No, and that's why I didn't put it on there because I haven't read any of her books. So I would have to read them before I read that.
So good. I haven't read One Golden Summer because I want it in hardcover because I have Every Summer After in hardcover. So I haven't read One Golden Summer yet, but it's about the brother. So like I'm okay waiting. So I wonder what Our Perfect Storm is about, but it's like purpley.
I know. I saw that. I was like, it looks kind of spooky.
Yeah. But it's in the summer for sure, because she was like I think she said like I would never write a winter book or something, or and then she was like, do y'all want a winter book? So like I think it's summery. Makes sense. It goes with her other books.
Yeah. Okay. My next one is The Shippers by Katherine Sinner.
Mine too.
That comes out May 19th. I haven't read a Katherine Sinner book, but I do want to get into them.
Same.
So my 2026 goal is to read Katherine Sinner.
Oh, that's a good idea. Like make goals of like authors we want to get into.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely want to get into Katherine Sinner because she's like, she's clean, right?
Mm-hmm, I think so.
Yeah, that'll be so exciting.
At least closed door, so.
I think Lynn Painter is my first, like, clean one.
Well, her stuff isn't always clean.
Yeah,
her like, young adult stuff is clean or closed door, but her adult stuff isn't. But it's not as, like, it's not as risque as, like, Emily Henry or even Abby Jimenez.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because I read Fake Skating, which is about high schoolers, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because her other one's kind of, like, there's like, I know, what is it, Better Than the Movies is high school, but Better nothing the like movies. The movies is adult.
They're in college.
College, so older.
But I don't think, I still don't think it was, like, super crazy I remember.
I did see that she, like, thanked God or something in her acknowledgments.
For so the like, Fake Skating?
Yeah. So I was like, is she a Christian? And in Fake Skating, there was lots of, like, praise Jesus or, like, thank God and, like, things like that. And I was like, okay. Oh, interesting. But it was kind of like, yeah, not like how I would say, like, yeah. Oh, bless the Lord, you know. But yeah. It was like, thank Jesus, you know, like things like that.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. I was like,
I mean, at least you're putting it in there.
Yeah. I was like, she definitely, like, some of the things I was like, she's definitely got some kind of Christian influence.
Yeah.
I could just tell in her writing.
Yeah.
So hopefully. Everything's good on that front. But yeah, I'm looking forward to Katherine Sinner. Yeah. And then you've read Sarah Adams, but that's another one of my authors I want to get into.
Yes.
Because she's clean.
Yeah. Yeah. Closed door.
I'm so excited. Gosh, I can't wait for a new year. Okay. My next one is The Midnight Train by Matt Haig, I think. He wrote Midnight Library.
Oh, okay.
Did you read that?
But okay. It's on my TBR.
I've heard like mixed reviews.
Mm-hmm.
About Midnight Library. So, I don't know. Midnight Train, and they must be connected if they're both called Midnight something, you know? So, that'll be cool. It, like, these books inspire me to read the one before it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
They're all connected to something before it.
Yeah.
So, that'll be cool. A good reading year.
Okay, my next one is It Could Have Been Her by Lisa Jewell.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Wait. When does that come out?
June 23rd.
Wow, fun.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Okay, tell me what is it about.
I don't know. I don't know. Her. Let me see, though. Hold on. It could have been her. Okay. It's a psychological thriller about a lost dog, a missing woman, and a mysterious house. Jane is walking her dog on her country estate one May afternoon when a small white dog appears. The teenage girl that had been staying nearby with the dog is nowhere to be found, and Jane decides to return the dog to his registered owner hours away in London, in the deepest backwaters of Hampstead. But when Jane arrives, she is immediately unsettled because Jane has a dark history with this house. The man who answers the door tells her the dog, Hugo, must have been stolen from the heath, but Jane very much doubts that is true. Through the window, she catches a glimpse of a haunted-looking woman, not the missing girl she hoped to find.
Hmm. So it's about a missing teenager.
Yeah. And she has a dog.
Hmm. Interesting.
So, yeah.
I really liked None of This Is True.
Yeah.
So hopefully this will be good, too.
I feel like she has another book coming out, like, this year.
Hmm. 2025?
Yeah, I thought so, but maybe I'm wrong.
Hmm. Okay, my next one is The Someday Garden. That is Ashley Poston.
Ashley Poston has a new book coming out?
Yeah.
Wait, what is it?
June 16th, The Someday Garden.
I love Ashley Poston. I need to read more of her books, for sure.
Is she clean?
The 7-Year Slip is.
Mm.
Okay, my next one is The Exquisite Torment of Loving Your Enemy This comes out July 7th, and it's the second book to the Dearly Beloved or Dearly Beloved. I don't know if it's going to be like a duology trilogy. I don't know, but it's the Unresistible Urge to Fall for Your Enemy.
Yeah.
This is the second book. I haven't read it yet, but I want to.
Me too.
So this will push me to read it by July 7th.
Yeah. So fun. All these books are sequels. I love it.
I know. A lot of these are, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I wish we were getting the fourth book in the Imperium series, but it's okay.
Can you believe it?
Rebecca Garros, I'm not rushing you.
Yeah.
And Jessa Hastings, I'm not rushing you to write Daisy's next book either, but please, please write it.
Is there any like speculation when it'll be done?
No. For either of them. I don't think they've started writing them.
Oh my gosh.
And so I'm a little upset, but it's okay. I forgive them.
Oh, Rebecca Yarros, her contemporary romances, like, they're okay. So I'm like, why is she like continuing to like...
Yeah, I haven't read one of her contemporary, but I'm reading, so I plan on reading. My first one is going to be The Last Letter.
Oh, okay. I haven't read that one yet.
And I'm dog sitting for my parents. And so I'm going to read it that week. So we'll see.
Okay. You're on your own.
Yeah.
No judgment. People can't judge you for crying.
I know. I'm ready to cry. I honestly need a good cry. So.
That's so funny. Okay. My next one is The Thoroughbreds by Ellen Hildebrand.
Okay.
And her Shelby Cunningham, her daughter.
Oh, is it the next book?
Yeah.
I didn't even see it. It
comes out September 1st.
Okay.
I was like, that sounds pretty cool. Thoroughbreds, you know?
Yeah. The mascots of the the school.
We didn't like the first one all that much.
Yeah, it was okay.
But I have to see like why a second one is even going to exist.
Hopefully it's worth it.
Yeah. Ugh, we have to just finish it, you know?
Okay, the next one I have is Adversary to the Villain. And this is the fourth book in the Assistant to the Villain series.
Fourth?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I think it was just supposed to be a trilogy, but she wrote a fourth book. It comes out August 4th. And I have Assistant to the Villain has been on my TBR forever. And I just haven't started it. So this will give me the motivation to have it read by August, which that's plenty of time.
Yeah. What genre is it?
I think it's a little like, because it's about this like sunshine girly working for like a villain. That's her boss. And so I'm like, is it like in like a other kind of like, not universe, but just a different world, not like a normal world.
Yeah, like powers, but like...
Maybe a little fantasy, but like not really.
Yeah. So maybe just fiction.
Yeah. I don't really know. I honestly like know nothing about it other than that. So. Yeah.
My next one is The Knave and the Moon, which is the Night and the Moth sequel.
Yeah. I didn't even realize that's coming out. Okay. Yeah.
September 1st.
Okay. I have the Night and the Moth.
Are you going to wait to read it then? Probably or are you going to read it soon?
I told myself that I was going to read all the books on my shelf before I bought new books. Or at least read like 5 of them because I have 15. And I want to get them down before I buy new books.
So. Fair enough.
Yeah. Okay, my last one is The Lion and the Deathless Dark. This is the fifth book in the Crowns of Nyaxia. What's the book called? The first one. Oh, Serpent and the Wings of Night. Yeah, so this will be the fifth book. I read the first three, and I haven't read... I started the fourth one, and I just... couldn't. I was like in a reading slump, so I soft DNF'd it. So I'll pick it back up eventually, but it comes out August 4th, this next one. So
cool.
Yeah,
my next one is Untitled, but it's by Callie Hart. It's the third of the Quicksilver series. Brimstone just came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one will come out November 10th of next year. But I already read Brimstone, so this is going to be a very long wait.
It is.
Yeah, bad planning on my part. But that's okay. I didn't know there's going to be a third one on my defense, but that's okay. And then this one's untitled as well, but it's Julie Soto's second one of The Rose and Chains.
Oh, okay.
That one's coming out December 3rd.
Okay. Oh, I'm so excited.
But that's like almost half a year after the release of the first one. You so like a year and a half.
Yeah.
So like I think this one came out like July of this year. So the second one's coming out like December. Like,
yeah, we read it like right after it came out.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're waiting a while. Well, good thing
I remember what happened.
You do remember or don't?
I do.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Pretty good book there. I don't like starting series if they're not finished, but that one was so good. One of my top fantasies.
Yeah, that's
so
good. Far.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah. That's all I got.
I'm excited. 2026 is gonna be good.
Oh my goodness, so good. I'm so excited.
Love.
Wow, I can't wait. I'm like, I have to write down every book I want to read next year now.
I know, I'm keeping my notes so I don't like forget.
You're like, I'm stacked. Okay, well, this is a good episode.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yep.
All right, thanks for tuning in.
Yep.
We'll hear you next time.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.